Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 15th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Beis, Shushan Purim. Masechtah Nedarim, Perek Tashi'i, Mishnah Ches. We've learned several Mishnahs about the concept Neder Shehutar Miktsasa Hutar Kiloi, that when a Neder, a vow, is partially released, then we say all of it is released. And we gave several examples of this. Our Mishnah is now going to talk further about this topic. Not in relation to days, but in relation to items. Koinam yayin shenitoyim. The person who says, I'm banning like a korban any wine that I would drink. Shayayin rala miyayin. Because wine is bad for the stomach. And therefore he made a neder, he won't have wine. And he gave a reason for it. Omer loy, his friend said to him, "V'haloy hamiyushan yofel miyayin." You're wrong. In fact, old wine is good for the stomach. And then the person says, the one who made the vow said, responds, "Oh, if I would have known, I would have never made such a neder, or I would have only made a neder from new wine." Says the Mishnah, "Huter b'miyushan." He can have the old wine without even asking a chacham to get a hatter, because as far as old wine is concerned, his neder was clearly a mistake. It was a mistaken neder as far as the old wine. And we know that a neder that was made by mistake, betos, is not a neder. But because it was all part of one neder, he just said wine in general, v'loy b'myushan b'lvatotar. So therefore the result is that not only is he allowed to have old wine, ela b'chol hayayin, all wine. Because once again, the principle of a neder that is partially he's been released from, he's completely released from. Since he's mutter in old wine, he's now mutter in all wines, new wine as well. What happens? Koinam botzel sheini time. He makes a vow that ossering like a korban any onions. Sheha botzel ralalev, because onions are bad for the heart. Omrloi, the people said to him, "Haloi ha kufri yofil alev." Kufri is some say it means from the word kfar, village. The village onions are good for the heart. Or some say it was onion that grew in a place called Kofar, Cyprus. Well, hutar b'kufri, he becomes mutar, permitted to eat the kufri onions, because as far as that onion is concerned, it was clearly a mistake. A mistake in neder is not considered a neder. B'loy b'kufri bilvat hutar, not only is he permitted to have the village onions, ela b'chol ha'metzolim, he can have all onions. For the same reason, that since the neder is being lifted as far as one group of onions, so all the whole neder is off, and he can have all onions. Maisa Hoya, the Mishnah says there was a story with a person who made such a vow from onions because he was under impression, or he said that it was bad for the heart, and they told him no, etc., etc. V'hitiro Rabbi Meir b'chalap tzolim. And Rabbi Meir paskened that he's allowed to have all the onions. Why? Because Rabbi Meir ruled, like Rabbi Kiva, his teacher, that a neder that is partially released from, he is completely released from. Mishnah Tess. Our Mishnah goes back to talk about with what things you can open or find a loophole to get a person out of his neder. We've learned that you cannot... Oh, we said that we cannot release a person by using the covet of Hashem, saying, "Oh, if you would have known that this is not a covet for Hashem, your neder would have made it." And we said you can't do such a thing, because any person will say, "Oh, I never would have made it," because they're embarrassed to say otherwise. But they don't really mean that. And the same thing applies according to one opinion, as far as the father and mother, according to the Chachamim. However, our Mishnah is going to talk about an area where one can use the kovod, we'll soon see, as a way of getting out of an neder. Poschin l'adam b'chvod atzmoy u'b'chvod bonov. We can use a method of releasing a person from his vow by talking about his own kovod, his own honor, or the honor of his children. So, let's say a person made a neder vow to divorce his wife. He made such a vow. And now he comes to a chacham and he wants to find a way of getting out of it. Omrim lo, we can say to him, the chacham can say to him, ilu ha yisa yodaya, shalamachar omrim nalacha, if you would have known that afterwards, after you divorce your wife, tomorrow literally that means, after you divorce your wife, they're going to say about you, ah, kachi vesta shalplaini. That's what that guy does. That's his routine. His routine is Megarish is Nashav. He has a routine of just divorcing his wife. Do you want to have that reputation? Well, that's the type of reputation you will build by divorcing your wife. And not only that, Va'al b'nei secha yu emrin, and concerning your daughters, people are going to say, ah, b'nei grusha sein, his daughters are daughters of the divorcees. No one want to marry them. They're going to say, like mother, like daughter, my rasa iman shalei l'skarash, why do you think the mother of these girls has got a divorce? Probably because the husband found something not nice in her. And if that's the case, it's probably gone down, that type of behavior to the children. That's the type of rumors they're going to say about your daughters. Now tell us, if you would have known about these consequences when you made the neder to divorce your wife, your covered and the covered of your daughters, would have you made it? But Omar, and if he responds, ilu ha'isi yodaya shakena, wow, if I would have known that was the consequence, lo ha'isi neder, I would never have made a vow to divorce my wife. Then, says the Mishnah, harzimutar, that is a good enough ground for the Chacham to be mater the neder based on that Pesach. And we do not worry, maybe he's telling a lie, maybe he's being mashaker, and he really doesn't regret meeting the neder, and he's too embarrassed to say that he doesn't care about his uncovered. We do not say that. We say, yes, he means it seriously. We believe what he said, and that he really would not have made such a neder had he known or thought about the consequence, and therefore we can mutter his neder based on that.